Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's Day by Day Expressions. Over the last few weeks, we've had Travis Sellers with us, talking with us about how we put together a worship service for corporate worship and the different elements that are involved there. And Travis, I think sometimes one of the fears that we have is where we let the expressions maybe get out ahead of or override truth, biblical truth. And I think we've probably all seen examples of that.
Sure.
We've probably all been guilty of that in our own churches. So what are maybe some guidelines, some parameters, or how do you try to keep that from happening in a worship service?
And I think you gotta start not with the product, but you gotta start with the producer.
Okay.
I think it's really important to understand that those of us who are crafting our worship services are keenly aware of that, and that we're being careful to know our motives, know what we're trying to achieve. I'm talking about, like, what are our thoughts? Am I crafting something to go, look at what I did, or look what we can do? In those places, that is always a look away from God. And I want to be really careful. And, you know, I've had, over the years, people would say, you know, if we do lights, that's going to be like a rock concert. And I mean, they haven't seen the product. They just have made their mind up.
Right.
This is not going to be honoring God. So I don't want to go that far with it. But I do think that we need to make sure our motives are coming from a pure place. Jesus taught us about worship, and he said that, you know, there's these people who worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far from
me.
And I think that can come with our expressions of worship. Mm. They worship us with our expressions, worship us with this beauty, worship God with this beauty, but their hearts are far from
him.
And in that sense, it's evident to the people who are part that there was something that wasn't glorifying God in that. And I think it's, we're not tricking the people.
Right.
They know whether our motives are pure.
Yeah, that's good. Starting with the producer's own heart versus the product that we're trying to put out in front of the people. Man, I think that's a great word. If you are the one in charge of putting together the worship service, the songs, and the prayers, and all of that. Is my own heart reflective of God's word, and is that my goal? That my goal? You know, the goal should not be for someone to walk out and say, "Man, that was a great worship service," versus, "Man, isn't God great?" You know, and that can be easy to manipulate one. And you're right, our people very well can oftentimes see through us.
Matt Redman wrote a song that you might be familiar with, "The Heart of Worship." And the story behind that is such a beautiful story of a church recognizing how far that they'd gone down the road of the worship being the point, not God. And they recognized it, and they did a bold thing. And as a church, they decided, you know what? All these people are coming because of our expression of worship, not because of the worship object of God. So they stopped singing. They went to a season, and they didn't give it an end date. They said, "Lord, we are going to repent of that. We're going to spend a season not singing and not doing this thing that people are coming to see." And in that, the Lord gave them that song of the Heart of Worship. And I encourage anybody to go look at the lyrics, and then that'll be very evident within that.
That's so good. So good. All right, guys, that does it for this podcast. We're coming back next Monday. We'll wrap things up with Travis. He's got some exciting news maybe he wants to share. Do you want to share that exciting news with him on the next podcast?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm excited about it and looking forward to it. And so until next Monday.